We are in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the halachis of Bein Hamtzarim. So far we learned Sif Aleph, we're up to Sif Beis, we'll be doing that today. What we learned so far was the halach of Mishenichnas Av Mamatin Besimcha. There was no practical application of Mamatin Besimcha, only the halacha of Isra Mazleh, where you don't do something where you need special siyata deshmaya, such as going to court with a non-Jew. Now the Mechaber is going to bring what is included in Mematin Besimcha. So the Mechaber Siv Beis, Merish Chodesh Ad Atainis, from Rish Chodesh Av until Tish Abav, Mematin B'masa Umaton, one minimizes business. Now what exactly is this this minimizing of business? Some say this is referring to joyous business only. For example, you're buying some new silver, buying things for a wedding. That's what you're supposed to be mamayit in. Others say no, you're supposed to be mamayit in business altogether and only do as much as you need for parnasa. It seems that the Mishnah Berura follows this one, that really you're not supposed to work more than what you absolutely need. Whereas when it comes to business of simcha, he says that one should be machmer nevertheless, meaning even though we are taking the other pshat, that mamatin, b'maso matin means generally cut down in business. Nevertheless, a business of simcha, he says, not to do altogether. He says, tov lahachmir. Now, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah asks, why does it seem to be that the minhag today is not to minimize parnasa, that people do business as usual? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because today people struggle for their parnasa, and as a result of it, everything is called kedei parnasasa. Now, another thing is, a dover ovud is permissible. So, for example, if there's some kind of sale, he mentions the yurid, if there's some kind of sale or show, then one is allowed to participate because it would be considered a lost opportunity if he wouldn't do that. Next, uva binyan shel simcha, the halacha is that not only are you not to do too much business, not only are you supposed to be mamayit b'maso matin, but also binyan shel simcha. It is usur from Rosh Chodesh Av to do any kind of building that is called simcha, kagon, beis chasnus levno, building the home for one's son who was getting married. Binyan shel tzid, this was a special beis chasnus that they used to give the chasn to celebrate the wedding in. O binyan shel tzir v'chir, or if someone is having a luxuriously painted home, also minitia shel simcha, planting something that is merely shel simcha, kagon, avorniki shel malachim shenotnim litzel istofef bitzilo, planting trees in the way that the kings do for the sake of giving shade, so that they would sit there and enjoy the breeze under the tree. These are considered binyan and netiya of simcha, and they are usur from Rosh Chodesh Av and on. O mine hadas o mine aholim, or planting the kinds of things that smell for the sake of giving off a fragrant scent in front of your house. Says the Mishnah Berura, anytime a person wants to build, but it's for the sake of making his house more livable, it's not just for harchava, he's doing the things that make his house more livable, that is permissible even from Rosh Chodesh Av. So what's also from Rosh Chodesh Av is anything that is a luxury, anything that's not a necessity. Any kind of luxury, whether it's building, whether it's planting, those are also because of the din of Mamatin Besimcha. Vimhoya koslo nota lipo, if his wall looks like it's about to collapse, afal pishu shel simcha, even if it's the wall of a home that you only have as a luxury. Mutar livnos, the halacha is you're allowed to build it up, the reason being that if it falls over, it'll be more expensive to rebuild it than simply to strengthen it before it collapses. So from here we learn that the halacha is that binyan shel simcha, although it's usur, preventing yourself a loss of money, that is permissible, even though the binyan involved is something of simcha. Now the halacha is that if you hired a non-Jew to do malacha for you before Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that you don't have to stop him from working past Rosh Chodesh, and even on Tisha B'Av, he's allowed to continue working. However, you shouldn't tell him that he should work then. Not only that, if you can pay a little bit extra to get him not to work from Rosh Chodesh Av, then you should really do that. a shul is allowed to be built Bein Amtzorim because it's a mitzvah derabim, and we're afraid that if you stop it in honor of Tisha B'Av and because of Bein Amtzorim, then it's just not going to get done. Now, with regard to the halachas of binyan shel simcha, the Rama says, "Ulitzorach mitzvah hakol shari." For the sake of a mitzvah, all of this is mutter. What does he mean by a mitzvah? So, for example, someone who is getting married and has never been married before, or was just not makayim period of a ribi, does not have children. For him, preparing for the wedding, getting hold of anything that's necessary for the wedding is mutter. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that with regard to simcha, because a wedding is simcha shel mitzvah, it should have been mutter to get married during the 9 days. The only reason we don't is not because of simcha. The reason we don't is because you need a lot of siyata d'shmaya for a marriage to work. The same way we don't go to court with a non-Jew because we need siyata d'shmaya, and this isn't the time for it. So too, when it comes to getting married, where you need a lot of siyata d'shmaya, you look for an opportune time to get married and not during Bein Amtzorim. Says the Mechaber now, Ve'ein nosim nashim. It is the minig not to get married. Remember, according to the Mechaber, this is from Rosh Chodesh Av. From Rosh Chodesh Av, one doesn't get married. Ve'ein osim sudas erisin. And you don't even make a suda for what he's calling erisin here. We take this even for engagement, not just the literal erisin of the Gemara, which was Kiddushin. But you do not even make an engagement suda, a vart or tnoim. Aval yaris below suda mutter. But to get engaged without a suda is mutter. Vafilu b'tisha b'av atzma mutter. Even on tisha b'av it's mutter. Even though there's a certain amount of simcha there. Why is that? Shelo yikadmenu acher. So that someone else does not grab her first. In other words, if there's a decision made to get engaged, then let them get engaged so that no one changes their mind and runs off with somebody else. Shemi yikadmenu acher. Hagah, says the Ramah, the minig Ashkenaz is that we do not get married from Shivasar B'Tamuz on. So far, according to the Mechaber, Mishinichnes Av Mamatim B'Simcha, which includes don't go to court with a non-Jew, it includes a binyan and Netiyah Shel Simcha. According to the Ramah, and according to the Mechaber, it also includes getting married. So that binyan netiyah shel simcha and getting married is also from Rosh Chodesh Av. According to the Ramah, we begin the issur of getting married already from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz. Now, in the case of writing tnoim, we said that is permissible, even if they drink a lechayim. Then, that's not the suda that the Ramah asur. What's asur is only a suda. An engagement without a suda is mutter, but you cannot dance there. Rikudim and mecholas, that's aser. The Ramah had told us that we're knowing not to get married from Shivasa B'Tamuz. What's with an engagement? Can you have a sudas erisin from Shivasa B'Tamuz? The Mishnah Berurah is mater. The Mishnah Berurah holds that a sudas erisin is mutter all the way up to Rosh Chodesh Av. That it's only from Rosh Chodesh Av and on that we aser a sudas erisin, even though when it comes to getting married, we are machmer all the way from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz. Another thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings up is that rikudim and mecholis, which is dancing, is aser already from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz, and this is the minag Ashkenaz, that music, singing, and dancing are all aser already from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz. This is another halacha that is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a very interesting bir halacha who wants to say that on Shiva Asur B'Tamuz itself, we give it all the halachas of Rosh Chodesh Av. In other words, we would keep the halachas of the 9 days on Shiva Asur B'Tamuz and also on Asar B'Tavis. Also on Asar B'Tavis, which means binyan shel simcha, although it's mutter until Rosh Chodesh Av, on Shiva Asur B'Tamuz itself, one should not engage in binyan shel simcha. Similarly, on Asar B'Tavis, one shouldn't engage in that. Now, because of our minag of not listening to music from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz on, The question arises, what about a professional musician who works for non-Jews as well? Can he take a job with non-Jews and actually play music? Ben Amtsari. So the halacha is that kidei parnasoso, for the sake of him to make a living, that would be permissible. However, the Derech HaChaim says that that's only until Rosh Chodesh. With regard to the Ashkenazi minhag of beginning the Yisur of music from Shavuos Betamuz, there he could be Mekel. But from Rosh Chodesh Av and on, even such a person, even a professional, should not be playing music for Goyim, for pay, beginning on Rosh Chodesh Av.